Emraid. "How are those little old bugs?" he asks mysteriously, looking out the window to where the black Volkswagens are still parked. Puppy always replies, "Still biting." But this evening, Mr. Washburn has a proposition to make. He sits in the study with Poppy, talking in English. Mommy looks from one to the other as if she's at a tennis match, eagerly awaiting the outcome of the game. Unlike Poppy, Mommy has a hard time with English. "Sounds like a great idea," my father is saying. "Anita!" He calls me in from the hallway, where I've been trying to be invisible, so no one will ask me to leave. "We're going to have neighbors. What do you think of that?" Just as long as the neighbors aren't the SIM, I'll be glad for anyone living in the compound with us. It's creepy being in a place with so many empty houses. Besides, I'm so lonely and bored without Carla or any of my other cousins around. "Who's moving in?" I ask. "El Señor Washburn," my mother says, smiling. It's the happiest I've seen her in weeks. With someone from the United States Embassy living next door, the SIM might not bother us anymore. But the best news of the evening is that Mr. Washburn has a family that will be joining him, a wife and two kids. "How old are they?" I interrupt. "Cotorita," Mommy reminds me. "Sammy's 12, and Susie will be 15 in February." "I'm going to be 12 next week," I blurt out in English. Mommy hushes my rudeness again, but I can tell she is proud of my being confident in a language she finds so hard to learn. Mr. Washburn gives me a wide smile. "Happy birthday in advance, and by the way, young lady, you speak English very well."